Seventh canto, activities of Prahlad Maharaj. But first, little history of Diti and Aditi. Diti is the mother of the demons. Aditi is the mother of the demigods. She's also the mother of Bhagawan Bhamandev. So, little bit telling about the history of Jaya and Vijaya, which comes earlier in the third canto, but we skipped because we want to put everything together with the history of Hiranyakasipu. How astonishing it is, even though that the Supreme Lord is completely complete, Ampurna idam punam, puna punasru dachati. Even though he is the complete whole, and from him come many, many complete wholes, but he still remains completely whole. In the words of Gurudev, infinity minus infinity is infinity. Despite the fact that the Lord is the complete whole, still he feels some incompleteness. This is achintya, inconceivable. The Supreme Lord is situated in his abode, Vaikuntha, and he also has a desire to have a good fight, to taste beer-ass. But with whom will he fight in Vaikuntha, Prem? In the spiritual world, who can he fight with? No one, because everyone there is devotee. Therefore, the Lord had an unfulfilled desire. I want to fight. Therefore, his energy, Yogamaya Lila Shakti, she could immediately understand the Lord has an unfulfilled desire. Madhu, can you give me some water? Therefore, she arranged for an astonishing pastime. The four sons of Brahma, the four Kumaras, had desired to have darshan of the Supreme Lord. The four Kumaras were always in the forms of babies with no clothes. Because their father ordered them to marry, the four Kumaras became afraid of marriage, therefore they stayed as babies. Therefore, even though they appear younger, very young, they're the oldest persons in creation after Brahma. When the four Kumaras were passing through the gates of the spiritual world, they came to the seventh and final gate. That time the gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, were there. You cannot come now. The Lord is taking rest. And they put their sticks across the entrance to the doorway of Vaikunthapati Narayan's bedroom. The four Kumaras became very angry. Their eyes became very red. Oh, you are envious of us. You are seeing duality because you think some are mine and some are not mine. Some are servants of the Lord, others are not the servants of the Lord. Therefore, because you have duality and therefore because you are envious of us, therefore this Vaikuntha is not a good place for you. The spiritual world is not a fit place for you. I think that a better place for you too is in the material world, because in the material world there is friend and enemy, duality. Therefore we curse you. Take birth as demons. Jaya and Vijaya merely began to cry, no, Lord, have mercy on us. Immediately the Lord personally came out. When the tulsi, which is mixed on the feet of the Lord, entered, Tasyaravinda Nakapada Padaravinda. When the tulsi mixed with sandalwood paste that were on the feet of the Supreme Lord, that smell entered into the nose of the Kumaras. The four Kumaras had a change of heart. Before they were like impersonalists, Brahmavadis, not Advaitavadis. Brahmavadis and Mayavadis, there's a vast difference. Brahmavadis accept the form of the Lord as transcendental, but they are not attracted to serving it. They are attracted to the impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord, but they do not consider the form of the Lord to be material. They also understand it to be a manifestation of chit. But the Mayavadis are completely different because they think the form of the Lord to be material as a product of Sattva-gun. Therefore, there's a vast difference between the Mayavadis and the Brahmavadis, a vast difference. Even though it looks that both have the same goal, their conception of the Lord is what makes the difference between them. Therefore, the four Kumaras are Brahmavadis, absorbed in the impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord. But when they smelt the tulsi offered at the feet of the Lord that entered their nose, they felt a change in consciousness and they became devotees. Shantaras, Gyani Bhaktas. Therefore Narayan came out, and immediately he said, I agree with this curse that you have given. My devotees are so dear to me. He said, even if my own arms become against my devotees, I will take my arms off. So dear the devotees are to me. I cannot tolerate any disrespect of my devotees. Therefore Jaya and Vijaya have made offense to the four Kumaras by stopping them from having my darshan. Therefore he said, I fully agree with the curse that you have given. You should understand this to be my arrangement. Rajananandan. No, just stand up. Don't sleep, that's all. Afterwards, when Rajananandan is not here, we'll tell some stories of his sleeping pastimes at the wheel. Therefore, the Lord, we should understand that Jai Vijay were cursed to become demons. They took three births as demons. When Jai Vijay could understand, oh no, we're going to the material world, they became full of fear. Therefore, the Lord, to pacify them, said, don't worry. I will personally come in your three births to deliver you. Therefore, Jai Vijay, they entered the material world. They fell like streaks of, like meteor streaks to the material world. And some people give this as an example. Well, Jai Vijay fell from the spiritual world and came to this material world. Therefore, they consider that the living entity, we were also in the spiritual world, but we also became envious of Krishna and we came here. How foolish. Jaya and Vijaya's fall was directly arranged by the Supreme Lord. It was not arranged by the external energy. It was all arranged by Yogamaya to fulfill the desire of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Gauranga Maharaj, what type of conditioned life they had? They first came as Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu, and were delivered directly, personally, by Bhagawan Varaha and Bhagawan Nrisimhadev. Next, they appeared as in the forms of Ravan and Kumbhakarna. But they were directly liberated by Lord Ramachandra himself. And their next birth, they came as Shishupal and Dandavaka. They were personally liberated by Krishna himself. Therefore, where's the question of conditioned life? They never forgot Krishna even for a second. Therefore, Jai Vijay fell into the material world. They entered into the body of Kashyap Rishi. Kashyap Rishi had a few wives, Diti and Aditi. Aditi was the mother of the demigods and Diti was the mother of the demons. Diti at that time was dusk. So if we want to have good progeny, there's many rules. One should not, especially at the time of dusk or dawn, one should not engage in sexual enjoyment. That time Lord Shiva moves. At that time he looks, who's sleeping? Those who are sleeping at the Brahma Muhurta, Nityananda Ru. Don't worry, you're not the only one. He gives them some punishment. Especially those who engage in sexual intercourse. At that time, Lord Shiva, who has many ghosts and spirits with him, he arranges for a ghost or spirit to go into the womb at that time. Sunset, the time for love. Not the time for love, my friends. The time to avoid. That time, Diti was afflicted by sexual desire. She approached her husband who was in samadhi. Catching his cloth, she said, my dear husband, I wish a son. I have desire to have a son. That time, Kashyap Rishi said, this is not a good time. Now is dusk, the time of Lord Shiva. If we engage in sexual life now, there must be a problem. But Diti was pulling his cloth. Kashyap Rishi couldn't say no. Therefore, he resigned himself to fate, Haribol, and lay with his wife. Jaya and Vijaya, who had entered the semen of Kashyap Rishi, therefore entered into the womb of Diti. Therefore, she gave birth to two very powerful sons. Why powerful? Because they're eternally perfected souls. But the curse of Jaya Vijaya, they took the form of huge, fierce demons. Hiranyaksha was the oldest, and Hiranyakasipu. Therefore, Hiranyaksha was the first, very powerful. He was also looking for a good fight. He used to go and churn the ocean with his arms, but the ocean god said, I'm too old, Baba. Haribol, I cannot fight with you. He went to the Himalayas and pounded a few mountains. Himalaya, Ananchal also surrendered to him. Baba, we cannot fight with you. You are so powerful. Therefore, he was looking, who I can fight with? I need a rumble. That time Narad Muni arranged everything. From a distance, Narad Muni approached Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha raised his club. But Narad Muni thought, I have many disciples he could not quite see. Maybe one of my disciples is a warrior. He greets me by this. Therefore, Narad Muni raised his Veena. Haribol! Hiranyaksha thought this was a challenge. He came to fight with Narad Muni. Narad Muni said, I cannot fight you, but what do you want? I can help you. I'm looking to fight with the greatest person. Does anyone have a handgun? Narad Muni said, the greatest person, the most powerful person, he is called Narayan. Narayan. Nara means person or soul. Many meanings of Narayan. Narayan, he is the abode of all souls. Narayan, that person who sleeps in the water, or that person who sleeps in the heart. Narad Muni said, if you want to fight, you should fight with the greatest person, the most powerful person, Vishnu. See, even the demons cannot meet the Supreme Lord without the mercy of the devotees. Therefore, Hiranyaksha was very happy. Where can I meet this Vishnu fellow? So he said, look now, he's taken birth in the form of a hog. Lord Brahma was very worried. Who will kill these demons, Hiranyaksha? As he was meditating, a small beast appeared from the nose of Lord Brahma and grew into a great form. That is Bhagavan Varaha Ki Jai. The boar incarnation. So even though he was a boar, he was very, very beautiful. One time, I remember someone took Gurudev on whale watching. So there was one person who was saying something. Well, Rupa Goswami never went whale watching. What limb of bhakti is that? And Guru Maharaj became, the disciples of Guru Maharaj became very angry on that person. So that person came and Guru Maharaj said, it's very hard to understand the activities of a perfected soul. The Guru Maharaj began describing the beauty of Matsya Avatar, the fish incarnation. So beautiful, Matsya Avatar, steal the mind of everyone, so attractive and shiny. Even a fish incarnation is all attractive. Imagine the boar incarnation. When we think of boar incarnation, we should not think of a stool-eating boar in this world. We think of the all-attractive, eternal form of Varahadev. Bhagavan Varahadev ki! He appeared in that special form. The earth, out of fear of Hiranyaksha, had sank to the bottom of the Garbha ocean. Therefore, the Lord used his sense of smell, because pig has a very good sense of smell. They can find truffles under the ground, Venu. Therefore, Lord Varaha, he was sniffing out the earth planet. He put the earth planet on his nose and began going through the ocean. Meanwhile, Hiranyaksha was looking for Vishnu. That must be him, Vishnu Smishnu. Come back here and fight like a man, like a boar. He used very bad words to Lord Vishnu, but the Lord tolerated everything, showing you have to do your duty, Venu. Venu, sometimes we're pierced by the words of the opposition. What should you do? Have to tolerate and keep doing your duty, like Varaha did. Keep going. Varaha ignored the very harsh words of Hiranyaksha. Carrying the earth planet by his mystic potency, he floated the earth there and turned to fight. Then Varaha said, because Hiranyaksha says, you coward, come back here. How dare you take that cheating form of a hog? Come back and fight me. Then Varaha turned around. I'm a jungle animal. I'm used to the barking of dogs like you. But dog comes too close, what happens to the dog? He is taken to pieces. Then Hiranyaksha said, them's fighting words, boy. They took their club and they had a big fight. Thousands of years they were fighting. Because the Lord had a desire to have a fight. Therefore he's not going to end it very quickly. Ding ding, round 2,931,000. Hundreds of thousands of years they were fighting. Sometimes he would swing, Varaha would duck, he would swing. Big fight was going. Both were very happy to finally meet their match. The fighting was going on. The demigods were becoming worried. Come on, enough's enough. We are in too much anxiety. This Hiranyaksha is very powerful. You should finish him quickly. But the Lord was playing him like a cat plays with a mouse. He lets him escape, then grabs him, brings him back, lets him escape. Sometimes the Lord would grab him in an embrace to crush him. But the demon would slip out. Sometimes the demon would embrace in a bear hug to crush the Lord, but the Lord would disappear. Finally, The Lord got a little bored of fighting. Let me finish this. With his left foot, with his left trotter, he cracked Hiranyaksha across the ear. Hiranyaksha dropped dead. Hiranyaksha was so fearsome, all the demigods were afraid even to approach the dead body of Hiranyaksha. That time Brahma began to glorify how fortunate is Hiranyaksha. He was finished by the Lord with his own hand. We cannot imagine what an auspicious destination he gets. So the disappearance of Hiranyaksha ki jai. Meanwhile, his older brother became very much upset. My brother has been cheated. Vishnu killed him when he wasn't looking. He must have slipped something into the drink during the rounds. He said, Vishnu is my enemy. I will kill him. He took a vow to kill the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Good luck. And what happened in the seventh canto? The history of Hiranyakasipu. How he performed austerity to become immortal. How the greatest devotee of the Lord appeared as his son. The teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. It's a whole huge section of the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam. So tonight we'll discuss that. Bhagavan Sringadev ki, Prahlad Maharaj ki, Hiranyakasipu disappearance ki, Gopremanande!